You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
What would you do if you were due to give birth yet could not give birth on your own country? And what impact would this have on you and your baby's health and well-being? And what if there was a birthing on country service in your area? Would you use the service, and how much would it improve your chances of giving birth to a healthy baby on your terms? I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV Podcast.
The summary for me is that Aboriginal women and Aboriginal organisations have asked for this to happen for many, many years. The policy documents that we have around maternity services all talk about having care close to home, having, reopening services and ensuring that we've got culturally safe services.
You just heard there from Professor Sue Kildea from Charles Darwin University, and you'll hear more from Sue coming up very soon.
What we found is a 50% reduction in preterm birth, which was fantastic. Not completely unexpected, because we did see it in the early data. At about year three, we started to see a reduction in preterm birth. And by year five, we actually published some early findings, and that also showed a 50% reduction. But we were really, really rapt to see that it continued. It's been sustainable to 7 years. So that's been really important for us. We've also seen other really significant findings. So we found that women were more likely to have five or more antenatal visits during pregnancy, which is a key indicator of what we try and aim for in pregnancy in Australia. So that was great. And improved breastfeeding when they were discharged from hospital. We saw women were less likely to need pain relief in labour. They were less likely to request a cesarean section. They were less likely to have their babies go to the neonatal nursery. So there was quite a lot of improvements that we saw in the group of women that got this new service, this redesigned service.
Yvette Rowe is a professor in Indigenous Health at Charles Darwin University and is proud of a Birthing on Country program being run in Brisbane South.
The aspirations of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community has come to fruition. The leadership that's been demonstrated by the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Health Services, Brisbane Aches, and the partnership with Mater Mothers Hospital has really reframed the outcomes that we can achieve for First Nation people in South Brisbane. So having those community organisations at the planning table about sharing their expertise with a tertiary hospital has really been critical, because they've been able to offer a very different perspective on how our women, our families need to be treated, to be able to redesign a service that fits around our family, that is integrated and comprehensive, and also is culturally responsive to our community. And what we know is those clinical outcomes have also can be rolled out to other areas, not just in South Brisbane. It can be rolled out into other metropolitan areas, regional, remote and very remote. And the critical thing to this is ensuring that First Nation voices are critical to that conversation, and the partners bring their expertise. We can't do this individually, but we can do it collectively, and that's critical in the governance model.
Professor Sue Kildea wishes we had more Birthing on Country centres across the nation. And Sue says there are many barriers when it comes to providing birthing services on country.
Well, I wish I could say hundreds, But in actual fact, we can't at all. So we have really significant structural barriers that are stopping the rollout of this that actually can be overcome. And with, you know, the federal government, if the key things that we're lobbying for, which we think could actually see a rollout of these services across the country, one is there's been a review of Medicare for midwives, and we'd like to see full implementation of the recommendations from that review, because that means Aboriginal communities-controlled organisations would be able to, they don't need to continually do funding applications to try and actually fund their midwifery workforce. They could actually get it through Medicare, which is what would be most appropriate. So please, the federal government, we'd like them to do that for us, implement the full recommendations. The second barrier, which is a really big problem, is that Aboriginal organisations can't get an insurance product to insure their midwives to provide intrapartum care. So at the moment, we know what best practice is, but there's no insurance product. So, you know, hospitals can insure their midwives, private midwifery organisations can insure their midwives, private obstetricians have got, you know, they can get insurance to provide intrapartum care. But for some crazy reason, Aboriginal organisations can't purchase this insurance product. So that's got to be sorted out really quickly, and that's the Commonwealth Government that needs to do that. So we're calling on Minister Hunt to help out in this process. And the third thing is communities need some infrastructure, just a bit of funding to get started with this, a bit of infrastructure funding, and then they'd be able to roll it out across the country.
Again, these outcomes is really a reflection of the integrated model of primary health care that our community-controlled health services are delivering in southeast Queensland. Brisbane Aches has been here for over 45 years. The Institute has been here for 11 years. In southeast Queensland, we have got 21 community-controlled health services. And so if we know that we can do this in one part of southeast Queensland, we know that if we're given the right resources, given the right partnerships, ensuring that we have an integrated model of care, which has been over 45 years, we can have this occur, you know, throughout the country. This is a really exciting opportunity for us. The community control sector is willing and waiting for these opportunities, because we've now, as the research has told the story, that this is the quality evidence that health designers have been looking for. We've got the partnership, we've got the evidence, we've got Indigenous leadership. We need to act on this immediately. So, you know, there's a really terrific opportunity here to be taken up.
So why is it so important Indigenous women are given the opportunity to give birth on country?
Aboriginal women have been telling us for many, many years, more than 20, 30 years, the importance to them of birthing on country. Of course, every single part of Australia is Aboriginal land and Aboriginal country. And the relationship that Aboriginal people have with their land is something that it's really difficult for non-Indigenous people to understand. But women have been calling this, and communities have been calling for this for a long time. And instead of actually listening to what communities think is the answer for them, we have actually been pretty busy closing down maternity services, small maternity services, rural and remote maternity services. We've seen closures across the country. We're seeing more and more babies being born on the side of the road. We're not seeing an improvement in outcomes. You know, we've really seen the preterm birth rate for Indigenous Australians, and the gap hasn't changed since 2008 when closing the gap was first started. So here we have an incredible solution that they're sort of handing to the government on a platter, really. You know, roll this out, scale it up, give Aboriginal organisations the capacity to be able to birth on country, to be able to lead those services and be in control of those services in a way that they can actually make sure that they've got birthing on country working for them in their local community.
Professor Yvette Rowe says the latest research done should not be underestimated. The release of the new paper, Effect of a Birthing on Country Service, Redesigns on Maternal and Neonatal Health Outcomes for First Nations Australians, a prospective, non-randomised interventional trial, has released findings that say preterm births are 50% less likely for those women who have access to Brisbane South's Birthing on Country program.
It cannot be underestimated the profound impact that this research tells us and about the model of care that this Birthing on Country has provided. We often look at First Nation health in a deficit model. This flips that concept on its head. It talks about a strength-based model. It talks about innovation. It positions Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices at the centre of it. We know, given the opportunity, that if we're part of the solution process, we can come up and respond to community needs. The research also captivates the thing of, you know, that the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health and Brisbane Lakes talked about, is that there's no research about us without us. And I think that's the leadership that we, you know, that this paper also captures. When we talk about closing the gap, that's not going to be achieved unless we make the upfront investment of focusing on that first 1,000 days of life, where we've got healthy mothers, healthy babies that can thrive and engage with services early in life. That's where our bang for buck is, and we need to, again, resource this and roll it out to other communities, because this isn't an isolated instance. We can do this elsewhere.
Courtney Law works at the Birthing in Our Community program at Mums and Bubs at Salisbury in Brisbane and is the program manager, and explains what the birthing program is all about.
So the Birthing in Our Community program is a program focused at delivering holistic care to women birthing through the Mater Mothers Hospital who identify as being Indigenous or having an Indigenous bub. So with that program, within the program, they get a dedicated family support worker and a dedicated midwife that follows them throughout their antenatal journey and up to two years postnatal as well. So the role of the family support worker is to ensure that the mum and bub are supported by working collectively with other colleagues to advocate and address possible social determinants that may impact on their family lives.
Courtney Law has also had the experience of sharing her pregnancy journey with the Birthing in Our Community program, and now shares her own experiences.
My journey started with birthing in our community almost 8 years ago when my third daughter was born. At that stage, BIOC was in its infancy, and it was at the stage where the midwives would come out into community and deliver the antenatal care in community. So we didn't have a hub at that stage. Throughout that period, I've got a 15-year-old daughter and a almost 13-year-old daughter, who I did previously birth through the Mater, but I didn't know their midwives. And, by the time I had my third child, I'd built a relationship and rapport with my midwife. And, it was a comfortable experience where, she knew all about me and, she knew what I wanted. And we formed a bond prior to the birthing experience.
The Birthing in Our Community program at Mums and Bubs at Salisbury in Brisbane encourages mothers to be able to be confident when it comes to pregnancy and childbirth.
I think that the program is so important for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, women birthing through the Mater in particular, because they have a space that they can come to here in Salisbury that they they had their antenatal appointments, you know, rather than going to the hospital for an antenatal appointment, they have a safe, comfortable space where they come see their midwife, they can catch up with their family support worker, you know, to support them throughout that journey. So, you know, it's important for that space to be welcoming, you know. So they'll come in here and they'll see people they know from the community, or, you know, mums have been through the program before. So it's a familiar, you know, familiar, relaxed environment for them to come in.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guest today, Yvette Rowe, Professor in Indigenous Health at Charles Darwin University, and Professor Sue Kildea from Charles Darwin University. I'd also like to thank Courtney Law, Program Manager at the Birthing in Our Community program at Mums and Bubs in Brisbane. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts like Take It Black, Ballin' Out, and Our Story. Just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.